Come on. As I often do. stand, and you never do. So I throw my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I'm nothing. Just one move with my arms stretched wide. I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a all that I have is a hallelujah.
Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you got a light inside those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you got
we pour out our praise. minds, our thoughts, our words, our mouths with reality. When you think of his vastness, his immensity, his infinite hugeness, enormity, is that even a word? His measurelessness. Just consider the universe, the multiverse. Just how huge he is. And when we express that back to him, we're reflecting reality. And living in light of that gives us courage to face anything. Gives us courage to forgive those who would harm us, hurt us, offend us, conflict with us. Because our God is a great God. His size and his creative ability, but it's the order in creation. So orderly that the universe can be timed and we can predict when the next major eclipse will be in this part of the world. The newscast were reporting, maybe you heard it, that the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, and how when it eclipses, it's amazing. That was totally false. The diameter of the moon is 1/400th of the diameter of the sun. But you've got to take pi into account to get the sizes. Tens of millions of moons would fit inside the sun. And the sun's not in the largest category of stars. This is our God. May we stop allowing our little problems to eclipse his greatness. The sun seemed to disappear because of where the moon was in position to where we were. And it was such an incorrect appearance. It's an optical illusion. Your problems are an optical illusion. God can handle it. He is able. And because he's able, you and I are able to endure, to overcome, to forgive, to obey. Greatness of God.
Great are you, Lord.